morning. I call this regular scheduled meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. I am Randy Christman, Chairman of the Public Service Commission. Today is January 11th. It's 10:01 a.m. And sorry about that. Should I repeat it? Okay. So I don't have any opening comments this morning, except for to welcome our press guests. Commissioner Haugenhofer, did you have any opening comments?
I believe this is the first meeting since the first of the year, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to say it even though it's January 11th, if it's not the protocol to say Happy New Year after the 3rd or the 7th, I don't know what it is. So Happy New Year to everyone, and I wish all of us a joyous and healthy New Year.
Thank you. Commissioner Fedorchak?
Well, I do actually have some comments. As others in the room may have noticed, we've rearranged where we're sitting here this morning because today is the first meeting where Commissioner Christman takes over as chair of the commission, and so we have a tradition here, the honorary passing of the gavel, or as in this case, the whammer.
I kind of forgot. I kind of forgot about the whammer.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We look forward to you and your leadership in the next 2 years. You'll be you'll do a wonderful
becoming
job.
Quite an age-old tradition already.
Yeah, wow, I'm glad I know the tradition, so I'm preparing.
I think we need to blow some more air into it. It's getting a little soft.
I'll keep it handy in case the meeting starts getting out of order.
I saw it on the on my ledge the other day, or like 3 weeks ago, and I was so afraid I was going to forget about it, so I pulled it down, and then Sherry noticed it. She's like, "What's that all about?" And I was like, "It's a tradition. I'll see." And then last night I had to move it over so I didn't forget it this morning. So anyway, looking forward to your leadership. You do a great job as chair, and I'm happy to pass over the gavel to you, the whammer.
It feels much more official now.
Well, and I think Commissioner Christman and I should thank you, Julie, for your past leadership, and especially to me coming in as new. Both of you have been very welcoming and informative and good role models, so thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This has been a difficult two-year run during your chairmanship that we've had, and you've made it a lot more successful and smoother than what it may otherwise have been. So
I appreciate that. It's a team effort.
And now look forward to your presidency of Nehru coming up.
That is around the corner.
Yes. Okay, so getting into our agenda then, I move passage of the 8 items on the consent calendar plus approval of previous minutes.
So moved.
Second. To get in the habit of seconding things now.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. I just have one item in my portfolio from the Reclamation Division. I move the Commission adopt the order in Notice of Violation number 2201 issued to Westmoreland Beulah Mining, LLC at the Beulah Mine to affirm the violation, assess a civil penalty, and close the case upon payment of the penalty in Westmoreland Beulah Mining, LLC Notice of Violation 2201, Violation RC-22-228.
Second.
On May 25th of 2022, the Reclamation Division issued a notice of violation to Westmoreland for failure to provide adequate surface water runoff storage in the Gold Pit Watershed drainage area and for pumping surface water from the Gold Pit Watershed into another watershed, which caused a breach of the embankment of Pond 81 and resulted in an uncontrolled discharge into an undisturbed area. Now, this is, if you want to keep track of these ponds, you almost need to write them down as I go and keep like a score sheet, because there's 4 different watersheds involved, and one of them involves 2 ponds here. So I'm going to try and keep it simple, but there's a lot of things that kept affecting one another. So during a mine inspection on April 28th of last year, our personnel stated, the mine personnel stated that they were not discharging any ponds off-site, and they were pumping water from Pond 85 in the Gold Pit area into Pond 86. Pond 86 is in a different watershed. It is located immediately upstream of Pond 81. And mine personnel reported that Pond 81 was nearly empty. So if water had flowed out of 86 into 81, there was capacity. During the field inspection, though, our staff confirmed that Pond 81 had already been exceeded and water was overflowing to Pond 81. Inspection of Pond 81 revealed that a portion of the embankment had already been breached and the pond was overflowing into an undisturbed drainage area. Subsequently, on May 11th, the Beulah Mine informed the Reclamation Division that they were then pumping water from Pond 86 to Pond 82, which is located in yet a different watershed. So on May 17th, they informed our Reclamation Division that the embankment of Pond 82 had been breached. So the bottom line is the Beulah Mine did not follow their approved water, the surface water management plan, and they did not construct sediment ponds number 112 and 113, which would have been in that original Gold Pit area, and well, they are now, but they weren't then. And they were scheduled to have done that in 2021 already, but they hadn't done it yet. And since ponds 112 and 113 had not been constructed, runoff storage in the Gold Pit area was inadequate to contain the runoff. The mine managed the excess water from the Gold Pit area by pumping it to other ponds that were not designed to contain that runoff from the Gold Pit area. And they failed to inspect and monitor the capacity and integrity of the ponds that they were pumping to. The mine's failure to provide adequate water management in the Gold Pit area negatively impacted four different watersheds. So NOV 2201 included violations in the Gold Pit drainage area, a violation in the Pond 81 drainage area, and a violation in the Pond 82 drainage area. NOV 2201 required the construction and certification of Pond 112 and 113, one within 90 days and the other within 180 days. The Beulah Mine completed the embankment repairs on June 16th and construction of one of those two sediment ponds on September 6th and the other on November 1st. So that once it had happened, the Beulah Mine did complete all remedial actions specified in the notice of violation within the prescribed time periods. So at this point, the commission needs to assess a civil penalty to adopt an order in this matter because the Beulah Mine did not request an informal conference or a formal hearing in this case. When we do that, we consider four factors in determining the amount of any civil penalty. Those four factors are the history of previous violations, the seriousness, their negligence, and good faith in attempting to achieve compliance. So we'll kind of go through those one by one. A penalty for history is usually not assessed unless more than three violations are issued within 3 years. This is the third violation issued to Beulah Mine within 3 years, so it's not more than, but it's the third one for water management violations. And it is the second violation issued within 3 years for failure to construct and maintain adequate water management in the Gold Pit area. So this NOV includes violations in three watershed areas at the mine. So the Reclamation Division chose to write one composite violation instead of a violation of each watershed. Had we done them separately, it would have exceeded three violations in a three-year period. And so even though it's not more than 3 years in the composite form, The recommendation is to issue a penalty assessment for history of $1,000. Moving on to the next one, repeated failure to maintain adequate surface water management in one watershed and diverting water to other watersheds caused the breach of two sediment pond embankments and an uncontrolled discharge into an undisturbed drainage way. So the recommended penalty assessment for seriousness is $1,500. The Beulah Mine had been informed numerous times and over several years that surface water runoff was not being managed in accordance with the approved surface water management plan. The violation was due to a lack of diligence, lack of reasonable care, and reckless conduct. So the recommended penalty assessment for negligence is $2,500. And I feel that no deduction can be made for normal compliance. And the compliance in this case was considered normal, therefore no deduction for good faith is warranted. So the Reclamation Division recommends that the Commission adopt this order, affirm NOV 2201, and assess a civil penalty in the amount of $5,000, and I agree with that recommendation.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Well, I just want to say, in talking with the staff, the reclamation staff, I know that they have done a lot of work with this company to address these concerns, and I'm happy to report that staff is saying that they are becoming more compliant and responsive in a timely fashion to their requests by bringing in more staff to address these concerns, and I really hope that the mine continues to work very diligently with the staff on completing all requests in a timely fashion. So I want to thank the staff for a job well done, and but also the company for becoming more responsive to our requests and meeting deadlines.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
So my portfolio is complete, and I'll turn it over to you, Commissioner Haugenhofer.
Thank you. I move the Commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company, Vance Prudence, 150-megawatt PPA for Mid-Coda Wind, application case number PU22-410.
Second.
On November 18th, 2022, Northern States Power Company, NSP, filed an application for advanced determination of prudence for a 41-month extension of the existing 150-megawatt power purchase agreement for the output of the Mid-Dakota Wind Facility, extending the PPA through May 31st, 2026. The issues to be considered in the proceeding are whether NSP proposed resource addition is prudent, and the second one, whether the Commission should grant NSP an advance determination of prudence. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for requesting a hearing. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by February 24, 2023. If deemed appropriate, the Commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. The motion is approved.
I move the Commission suspend the tariff and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Northern States Power Company monthly billing modification tariff case number PU22-427.
Second.
On December 22, 2022, Northern States Power Company filed an application for approval on tariff modification to NSP's electric and gas rate books. The tariff modification will add Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a company holiday beginning in 2023 and will result in a change to the billing cycle by adding the month of February to the months of extending bill cycle may occur. The issues to be considered at the opportunity for hearing in the proceeding are whether the proposed tariff changes are reasonable, and two, whether the tariff changes should be approved. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding. Comments and requests for the hearing must be received by February 24, 2023. If deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a formal hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That ends my portfolio.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
Thank you, Chair Chrisman. I have two items. I move the commission assess an application fee of $10,000 and issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in Caliber Midstream Partners, Caliber North Dakota Transfer, quarter number 164 and route number 176, citing application, case number PU-22-416.
Second.
In this case, I'm not going to go through all of the various timelines, but just cut to the chase. Caliber wishes to transfer these quarter and route permits from, let's see here, got to get the right names, Caliber Midstream Partners LP and Caliber North Dakota to Caliber North Dakota. So basically, they're just transferring one holding company to the other. Anybody who has issues with this should let us know either in writing or requesting a hearing by February 24th. And if deemed appropriate, the commission can determine the matter without a hearing.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. I move the commission adopt the findings of fact, conclusions of law and order in Caliber North Dakota LLC 2.62 mile natural gas pipeline, McKenzie County, citing application case number PU-21-441.
Second.
All right. And this is a holdover from the last meeting where we had this on. It's a little bit complicated because it involves two matters, approval of a corridor certificate route permit and a consent agreement. So I'll just kind of go through this briefly. This is a Caliber owns a 2.62 mile long, 8-inch diameter natural gas pipeline in McKenzie County. Back in October of 2021, they submitted a request to the commission seeking temporary approval to continue beneficial operation of the pipeline and to make certain minor modifications to facilitate bidirectional flows while the pipeline underwent siting in compliance with Chapter 49.22.1. I think what happened is the company wanted to make changes to the way they operated this pipeline. In the process, they realized it hadn't been permitted to begin with. So they came to us and said, oops, we didn't permit this. So can we keep operating it, change how we operate it, get a temporary approval to do that, and then go through the permitting process? So in November of that year, we did approve their temporary authorization for continued operation of the pipeline and the modification, and we ordered them to submit a siting application by the end of the month, that back in November of 2021. They did do that. They submitted the permit, the siting permit, and we had a hearing on that matter last April 6th of 2022. And so, you know, in terms of the permitting of it, the line was already constructed, so it's always a little challenging to go through the process. But they did identify all the that there was no exclusion areas in the area. They identified any avoidance areas in the area. They consulted all the necessary agencies. They got SHPO concurrence. They identified all the wetlands, any biological resources, went through all of that in terms of the regular permitting process. They also have certified with us that the pipeline is designed, constructed, and operated in accordance with the U.S. DOT PHMSA guidelines and standards. They are monitoring the pipeline regularly and conducting all of those sort of oversight inspections as required by PHMSA. And the pipeline is under a 24/7, 365 days a year monitoring system and control system that monitors the flow and pressure and will indicate any anomalies to that in by the staff who are monitoring that 24/7. And then they also testify that they are participating in the North Dakota One Call system. So from a permitting standpoint, the company went through all the necessary processes, albeit after the fact, and we have, I think, in this order, can conclude that the pipeline is appropriately ready for permitting. So that's the first thing that this order does. The second thing that it does is it approves a consent agreement with staff that they filed on January 3rd. This is a modified consent agreement. This consent agreement agrees to a $10,000 penalty for operating the facility without a corridor compatibility certificate and a route permit. And that penalty will be payable to the North Dakota Public Service Commission within 10 days of service of this order. So with those two matters complete, I am prepared to finally approve this order and this consent agreement and close this case. So thank you to staff for all the work that was done on this to tidy it up and make it under compliance.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
We're really moving along here today. Let's see. We have just a couple of announcements today. This afternoon we have an informal hearing, and that's a Montana Dakota Utilities case on the generation resource cost recovery. That's at 1:30. It's case 22-400. On Wednesday, January 25th, is our next regularly scheduled commission meeting, and nothing else, no other significant meetings on the table. So with that, we'll stand in recess. We'll take questions from the press and possibly...